A busy 7 days in politics. Last Wednesday, Jack Chambers was announced as Fianna Fáil's deputy leader. Yesterday, he was promoted again. He's now Minister for Finance. On top of this, Michael McGrath is heading to Europe. Political correspondent Micheál Lehan joins us now. Micheál, let's start with the gap that needs to be filled. Who's in the running for Jack Chambers' old job?
Well, I think there is a view that that probably will come from someone who's already in the existing junior ranks. So that means they would get that elevation to sit at cabinet to become the super junior. So attention seems to be focused on people like Dara Cailleary, who many thought would get the nod for finance yesterday. Also Mary Butler and Thomas Byrne being mentioned, and possibly James Brown. So it seems to be from that rank of people that a promotion could be made. And I suppose if that were to happen, then there would be one more vacancy on the more straightforward ministers of state level. So that probably would focus attention on people like James Lawless and possibly Niamh Smith as well. So there's a bit to play for yet for those in Fianna Fáil who still hope for promotion in the next while. I don't think those announcements possibly will come today, though. This looks like it will be focused solely on Jack Chambers, and it could be a little while longer before his replacement is announced. That's certainly the feeling at the moment.
Well, let's focus on Jack Chambers in finance. Caution and prudence were a strong emphasis for Michael McGrath Minister. Now, with the whiff of an election hanging in the air, will he continue that approach?
Well, I think this was always going to be a key budget, wasn't it? Because it is the pre-election budget, and inevitably the party leaders will have a big say in this one, because they will be trying to carve out those concessions that will be inevitably stitched into party manifestos then. So it is a budget that is different to the others for that reason. But I suppose you do have to ask the question then, has someone who does have cabinet experience but yet hasn't been a full minister, has been a super junior, not a full cabinet minister, and is now going to one of the top jobs in government, how will Jack Chambers deal with that level of pressure? How will he keep a lid on those demands? They are the questions. There's also the fact that you will have colleagues who will be going to him now trying to get the allocations for their departments in the budget. And I think some of those colleagues, I think it's fair to say, privately may feel that they should have been promoted ahead of him. So those dynamics will all have to be addressed and dealt with by the young new Minister for Finance.
There's the feeling that Budget 2025 will need to underpin growth for the future, if you're being prudent, but also try to improve living standards for people. And Michael McGrath had promised a substantial income tax package. So what kind of balance can Jack Chambers get, especially as we're talking about that election coming at some stage in the very near future?
Yeah, you see, already kind of the lines of this budget have been drawn in many ways, and that's because you did have the Ardesheana and the party conferences in the early part of the year. And very clearly there were things identified. One is that substantial tax package, but also improvements to social protection rates and things like the pension along the lines of what have been announced in recent times. And then there is those other things that haven't been spoken about in recent weeks, but I think will come back into focus again. That is those cost of living pressures that do still exist for many, many people. What type of measures are government going to look at there, those once-off things? Now, Michael McGrath had signalled very strongly he thought those days were possibly coming to an end, that it would be permanent changes that would be form part of this budget. But will there be pressure again for something on the cost of living? I think there inevitably will. That is another challenge for the new Minister for Finance.
Finally, Micheál, the Aer Lingus pilots dispute was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil. What was said?
Yes, Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin saying that the government really had a hands-off approach to this up to now, and that the dreams of many families had been dashed and destroyed really as a result of the industrial action. And she also said that it's having an impact already across the tourism sector, that bookings are falling. In response, the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphrey, says the government understands what this means to people who had planned their holidays. Her heart goes out to people who had saved, she said. But she did really say that it was up to both sides in this dispute to get back to the table. And she also said they would have to do so with cool heads and would have to leave their egos at the door.
Micheál Lehan, thank you.